Good morning, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Pei Chet. Just starting the bottom of Pei Zayin. One, two, three, four lines up from the bottom. So the Gemara's like this: Havle Resh Yircha Be'Iyar Ma'ale Shabtos. Now the Gemara's like this: That Rosh Chodesh Iyar, or that's the second month, okay? When they came out of Mitzrayim was on an Erev Shabbos, right? V'Yesh Yircha De Sivan Shabta. So if Iyar was Erev Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Iyar was Male Shabta, then Resh Yircha De Sivan would be on a Shabbos. Okay, so Gemara says, now that is Kashe Ben Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbanan. Remember, Rabbi Yossi said that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Sunday and Rabbanan said on a Monday. Here we've got Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Shabbos. That doesn't work out with either option. Because the Gemara says, Kashe Ben Rabbanan says, no, Rabbi Yossi, how would Rabbi Yossi answer? He'd say, no, Shiva Chashrin Avud. Remember, if you saw just before, we said that there's only difference between each year between four days between each year. And then that's based on a calculation of an average calendar year where you've got 6 months of chaser and 7 months and 6 months of male. 6 months 29, 6 months 30. So it balanced out nicely. So Rabbi Yossi said, you know, that particular year there were 7 years that were chaser, 7 years that were shorter day. If they were shorter day, okay, so now look at Rashi. V'lo ayu ela gimel bein Pesach lePesach. Hichach nishakad b'chamisha b'shava. Right? He says there were seven chaserim, and therefore there weren't 4 days between the years, only 3 days between the years. So between Pesach and Pesach, last year he says was basically on a Thursday. So if it's on a Thursday and there are 3 days, so you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So basically, you get to Sunday. Okay, so he goes Thursday was the last year. And 3 days forward this year, so you go 3 days forward, you come to Sunday, you don't come to Shabbos. Right? And then the Gemara says, V'leit lei da'acherim. That was the acherim we quoted yesterday in the Brighter. We said, acherim omrim, right, that ain't bein shana l'shana ed arba yamin bilvad. Right? He doesn't hold of that opinion. Da'amre, ein ma'avrin ve'ein ma'chasrin shum chodesh l'torech. Right? Ele le'olam echad malei v'chachas. That's what acherim say. Acherim of the opinion that you don't just stum 8 months or less months. Always six and six. He says, no, doesn't hold that acherim. So therefore, if last year was only three years that he got, and it was on a Thursday, so then this year would be on a Shabbos. And Rabbanan, the same answer. Rabbanan would say, do you know, there were eight chaserim, right? So there were eight chaserim, then there are 2 days difference. And if last year was on a Thursday, then eight chaserim, right? And v'lo hayu be'pesach de'ashakai de'pesach de'idne aval shtei yamim, if lost Erev Shabbos, then this year is you got Saturday, Sunday. So now how does that help us? Rabbanan, what is that? Rosh Chodesh was on a Monday. Huh. I cannot tell a lie. I'm now a little bit confused myself. It's very clear to me. Of course, man, Rosh Chodesh Iyar would be on the Sunday, which means Rosh Chodesh Sivan would be on the Monday. We're looking at Rosh Chodesh Sivan, correct? Okay, so that's how it would work out. Okay, so therefore it would work out Chachamim as well. Chachamim said there were eight chaserim. There were eight chaserim. Simple, that's how it was. And we have the Gemara brings a bright like a Toshma as a proof to Rabbana. The Tanya Beseder Olam. We've got in Seder Olam, right? Seder Olam is this book, right? Seder Olam is a whole lot of things we speak about from all the different the history of the world. It's written by Rabbi Yossi, actually, right? Beseder Olam Nisan Shebo Yatzu Yisrael Mitzrayim Barba Asar Shachatu Pesachim. The 14th they shechted their korban Pesach. Bechamisha Asar Yatzu. They left on the 15th. V'oto Ayom Erev Shabbos Haya. It was Erev Shabbos, right? And when we Resh Yarche Nisan Erev Shabbos. So if Nisan is Erev Shabbos, Resh Yarche Diyar is Chad B'Shabbos Sunday. And Sivan betray Beshava, and that there is makes it perfectly good according to Rabbanan that Rosh Chodesh Sivan turns out to be on the Monday, and the Gemara says Kash Rabbi Yossi, right? So the Amar Lach Rabbi Yossi, Haman Rabbanani. That's contra Rabbanani says, that's only contra Rabbanani, not according to me. seen it all the way. Then was like Rabbi Yossi Omer, Besheini Ala Moshe. Moshe went up on the second day to Shamayim. And then he said Vashama, and then he came down, right, and then Vyarad. So Allah Moshe Vyarad. Bishlishi Allah Vyarad. But Dalad says Yarad Vishuv Lo Allah. Right? So now we got a problem. We got Allah Vyarad, and the Torah tells us Yarad and never Allah again. But in the meantime, when did he go up? Because we said Allah Vyarad on Tuesday, Allah Vyarad Wednesday, Allah Vyarad on Tuesday. Right? So Shlishi Allah Vyarad. Shein alavi arad on Monday, then shlishi alavi arad, and then it says on Ravid in Psukim v'yarad shuv lo ala. It says umachar shlo ala miyachan yarad. What do you mean? We came down. We're missing an aliyah here. You got it? We're missing one aliyah. Look at Rashi. Umachar shlo ala miyachan yarad. Amina ba'ar b'yarad v'lo amarta alavi arad. Ela ema ba'ar b'alavi arad b'shuv lo ala. The Gemara says no. Say Alwera Ela Bervi Alavi Arad, and then Bechamishi, he must have got it, otherwise he wouldn't have come down. Banam Mizbeach, because the Pasuk Nekin Yitiva, even Mizbeach Tachanari, built a Mizbeach under the mountain. V'yikrivalav Korban, and built, and they made a sacrifice, and then Bishishi, he didn't do anything. Why? Lo Ayalo Pnai. So now, the Gemara says, my love Mishum Torah, what's our assumption over here? Right? We assumption of here is that he was busy because of the Torah, right? Look at Rashi here. My love, Mishum Torah, lo ya panai la lo chekiblu kulan yachad adibrod. Why couldn't he go up to the mountain? Because he received the Torah. Now that's when he should have missed. Remember, we worked out yesterday. After we finished the shir, a few of us stayed online and we were discussing. Robert asked the question that if the Torah was given 50 days after Pesach, so that the Torah should have been given on the Friday. We count from Pesach. Pesach was on the 15th, which was a Thursday. We should have got to a Friday. And yet we said Torah was given a Lekula day on the Shabbos. So the conclusion really is that Moshe delayed the Torah that year. Was given 51 days, not 50 days. And look over here. So Gemara's the assumption is, B'shishi lo aya lo pnai. Why? My love Mishum Torah. Because he was supposed to receive the Torah on the Friday. Gemara said, lo, Mishum Torah Shabbos. Look at Rashi Avia. My love Mishum Torah lo aya lo pnai la lot shekiblu kulan yachad adibrot. That would have been the calculation. Would have been perfect. It was no. He was just busy because of Shabbos. And when did he actually get Torah? He got Torah the following day. Darash ahu galalia alei d'Rav Chisda. Now the Gemara brings a story like this. Ahu galalia, right? Some Galilean. Darash alei d'Rav Chisda. Why is it called alei d'Rav Chisda? Look at Rashi. Alei on top of Rav Chisda. He says lefish Rav Chisda Yosef. Vardash no med. Rav Chisda was sitting, and this guy was giving the shiur standing. He was right. Kamalei the dome kamosha med lemale mina yoshev. If he's sitting above the yoshev, because he was sitting and he was standing. And what did he say? Berich Rachmana Baruch Hashem the Yahev Orion that gave the Torah klitaye right of three laam klitaye to the nation of three al yedei klitaye on behalf of three beyom klitaye beyarcha. Right, on the day, the third day of the month, which that means Klitai, right? And the Gemara says, Klitai, Kaman, Karabanan. What's the third day? Look at Rashi over here. Orion Klitai, what is it called? The Torah of three, Torah, Nevim, Ketuvim. La'am Klitai, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Three, right? Alidei Klitai, Moshe, right? Klitaye lebeten. He was the third to his mother's womb, right? Because it was Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe of the third. Bayom klitaye leprisha. So what's yom klitaye leprisha, right? The Gemara says over here, keman kerabanan. Right now, which rabbanan was that? It's not the rabbanan here, but only Rabbi Yossi. Then we had a machloket earlier on, right? We had a machloket previously. We said over here that the prisha was on Yom Chamishi, and then there was prisha Yom Chamishi and Shish. Remember, Moshe came down from the mountain. When there was a prisha, right? We had it the other day. So the machloket was when did they separate? Did they separate on the Wednesday? Separate on the Thursday? And it turns out they separated there on the Wednesday and the Thursday, Friday, basically the third day from the pressure, they got the Torah. Okay, now we start the more famous part of Har Sinai, where the Mishnah, the Gemara says like this: "Vayitiatvu b'tachtit ahar." There's a pasuk over here which read on Shmot Yutet. Yotzei Moshe ta'am likrat Elohim. He went out to Hashem mina machane, from the camp. Vayitiatvu b'tachtit ahar. And Am Yisrael were all encamped b'tachtit ahar, at the foot of the mountain. Right. So what does it mean at the foot of the mountain? Amar Rav Dimi bar Chama bar Chis bar Chasa. It's like this, Melamed. Right? Hold on, sorry. Tachit Tahar. If you look at Rashi over there, Rashi says, Tachat Tahar Mamash. Rashi says, Tachat Tahar Mamash. Mamash at the bottom, under the mountain. So what does it mean? Rav Dimi bar Chama bar Chis de Melamed, Shekafa Kadosh Baruch Aleim et Tahar Kegigit. V'amar Lehem, Yim Atem Mekalim et Atra Mutavim Lav Sham Teh Kvuratchem. Hashem lifted up the mountain. Suspended the mountain. They were under the mountain. The mountain was over there like a big bucket. And Hashem said to them, you accept the Torah, fantastic. If you accept the Torah, puck, the mountain will come down on you, and that's the end of it. That's your, where you're going to be buried. So that's not exactly what you'd say, you know, with free will, right? It's not exactly called free choice. That's, on the contrary, that's under severe pressure, right? So on this, look at Gemara, unbelievable. Amar Achabar Yaakov. Mikan muda'a rabbe lo raita, muda'a rabbe, great muda'a. What does it mean a muda'a? Look, Rashi. She'im yizminam ledin. Here you've got a great sort of like alibi or defense or a good argument. Right, if you're one day invited to din in Shamayim, why don't you keep the Torah? Lama lo kiyamtem ma shekibaltem aleichem. So yesh lahem tshuva, they got a good answer. Shekiblu ba'onesh, we were under a duress. We didn't want the Torah. You forced us. What do you want from me? Rabbi says, great chance. Great example. Right? So I'm a Rava. So now this actually, the Bach changes this to Rabba as well. Right? Because he said there, Mikan, I'm a Rabba. Right? So this is Rabba. He says, Afa pichein, nonetheless, he says, Hidur kiblu me'achashverosh. They did accept it with love. And no duress during the time of Achashverosh. Right? Rashi says there, Mi'ahavat ha'nes shenasalim, out of love of the miracle that happened to them. Right? He says, Dichtiv, Kimu v'kiblu ha'yudim. Kimu v'kiblu. What does it mean, Kimu v'kiblu? Kimu, right? Kimu ma shekiblu kvar. They were fulfilled. They did a kiyum. Right? They did like a, how do you say it in English? A kiyum star. Like a probate, right? Like a, They basically, what's the word? When like, they had already, you have an agreement, and then you like formalize it. Right? Kimu mashe kiblu kvar. That's kimu v'kiblu. They kimu mashe kiblu kvar. I'm Rav Chis Gemadi. So now we got a whole, now we can, we're gonna discuss how the psukim over here. Because says, I'm Rav Chis Gemadi tiv mishamayim. Right? Look at this pasuk over here. Let's read the pasuk inside. It's a pasuk in Tfilim. In Tfilim mishamayim hishmata din. Eretz Yarah v'shakata. So from Shamayim you called out the din, and the land Yarah was fearful and quiet. Right? The Gemara says like this. What does it mean Yarah? Right? Eretz Yarah v'shakata. Right? Yarah lama. So if Yarah lama shakata, if it was fearful, why was it quiet? Look at Rashi. Yarah shema lo yekablua. The land was trembling. That maybe Amishah wouldn't keep the accept the Torah. The Yachzor Olam, the Tov Avo, like we saw there, we saw a few seconds ago, right? That this will be your crew. We'll see in a second. I think right. It's like he says, they go to the land to Tov Avo, right? So he says, Mishamay Mishmat, Im Shakata Lama Yira, Ela Betchila Yira. Right, the beginning was fearful that Amishah wouldn't accept the Torah. Ulevasof. Right, k'she kiblu es yirash, when they received the Torah, shakata was quiet. V'lama yara, says k'dresh lakish. Right, amresh lakish. My dichtiv, the pasuk says, v'yehi erev, v'yar Elohim et kol asher asa, v'inei tov mo'od, in creation. And it says, v'yehi erev, v'yehi voker, yom hashishi. Right, so that yom hashishi, he says, ahayya teira. Right, I didn't check. But I think Rashi says over here, "Ma'ishnai dichtiv hey b'yom gamar maaseh brashit." And if, on the other days of my celebration, I didn't really check, but I think Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, and then it's Yom Hashishi, right? All of them, it just says Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, and on Shishi, it says Hashishi. Why is there an extra hay over there? Right, why did it add a hay? Right, so Gemara says like this, Hey Yeter, Lamelim, Lamechit, Naklosh Baruch Hu, Masi Abresh. Hashem had a deal with Masi Abresh, a condition. Right? Rashi says here, Hashishi Mashma, Hashishi Ameyuchad, the more important one. Makom HaChakirim Ba'alma, Hayerech HaMeyumenit. Right? Like the more trained arm. Olim, Afkan, Vayi Er, Vayi Vokesh, Shel Gemar Breshit. The Gemar Breshit, the end of Breshit, Talui Beyom Hashishi. Who Vav Besivan, and that, what's the Shishi? The Shishi is Vav Besivan, when the Torah was given. Right? Shilat Nabotra, Miribui Dehei, Darish Bay Nami Ha. Right? This is Amalemi Mishal Makarinatra, Atemit Kaimim. If the world, if Amishal Kipta, you guys will stay. If Imlav, Animach Zirat Chemetova Vos. That was the whole world stood. We'll see in a second now how long ago, how long it took. But from Maaseh Breshit until Amishal Kipta on the 6th of Sivan, that's the 6th of Sivan equals the 6th day of creation. Right, the whole world was basically created al tanai. Right, you see, Amishal would accept the Torah or not. Now, Daish Rav Simai, Beshash Hikdimu Yisrael Naaseh Venishma. The operative word here is Hikdimu. Not that Amishal said Naaseh Venishma, but they said Naaseh before Nishma. Now, let's be honest, it's outrageous, right? If someone comes to you and says, "Listen, I want you to do so and so, so and so," you say, "Okay, well, explain to me what it is," and then you listen, and if you like it, you say yes. If not, you say no. A guy walks in the room and says, "I like you." I don't even tell me whatever you want, I'll do. Right? Even you would think the guy was cuckoo if that happened. That's what happened to Am Yisrael. Higdimu Yisrael Naaseh Nishma. Right? Higdimu. So Gemara says, at that stage, Ba'u Shishim Ribu Yisrael Malachi HaSharet. 600,000. Shishim is 60, Ribu is 10,000. 600,000 angels came down. Lekol Echad Vechad, each one of them. Mishael and Kishulo Shnei Kitarim. And they each got two crowns attached to the Bukrashik Shnei Kitarim Miziv Shchina, of the Shchina of Hashem. Right? Echad Keneged Naaseh, Vechad Keneged Nishma. But look at this. So when they were getting the crowns, it was good enough. Each angel could bring two crowns. Right? Aval V'chevan Shechatu Yisrael. But when they sinned, right? We were at Chet HaEgel. So it says, Yardu Mea Ve'estrim Ribu Malachi HaChavala. We needed now 1.2 million. It was no longer good to each get to take back two. Now, to take back the crowns, each one had to come and take a crown back. Aragrashi Mea Ve'estrim. Kol Echad Ve'echad Natal Ket took a crown. Upirkum took them away. Shnei Mar, and that's the pasuk we got over there. The pasuk over here says like this. Vayitnatzlu B'nei Shalit Edyam. They were divested. That's the word here. Vayitnatzlu. They were divested of their crowns. Et Edyam Mihar Chorev. Right? Rashi Saviata Mehar Chorev. Right? Amar Abchama Bar Chanina, Bechorev Ta'anu, Bechorev Pirku. They got them at Chorev. Right? Rashi says Ta'anu Hakotrim V'achim Mashmet Edyam Asher Ayulahem Mehar Chorev. Right? That's what the Pasuk here says. V'yitnatzlu V'neisho Et Edyam Mehar Chorev. They got them. Har Chorev is Har Sinai. And Pirku Bechorev. Right, so Ta'anu b'chorev, Pirku b'chorev. So now we're going to say like this. Ta'anu k'd'amran b'chorev, k'd'amran, like we saw in the Pasuk. And b'chorev, Pirku, d'ichtir, v'yitnasu b'nei Yisrael b'chorev. Right, now. Amra b'chir Yochanan. Now listen, what happened to these crowns, says the Gemara? Right, because they were so... The fact that Amishal said, Naaseh v'nishma, created in the world these crowns. Now, even though the Malachim took them, they couldn't destroy them. They're from Ziv Ashkina. So what happened to them? B'chulan zacha Moshe. Venatla. Ro Moshe got them all. Right? Because the Pasuk says, right, the Samichlai, very quiet by the Pasuk says there in Shmot, where is it? The Pasuk there is in Shmot Lamed Gimel. Right? The previous Pasuk was Shmot Lamed Gimel Vav. They were divested of their crowns. The next Pasuk in the Torah says, Umoshe Yikach et ha'oil v'natal michutz l'machane, archek min ha'machane v'kra lo oil moed. Yaakov Akashem, so the Pasuk says, Moshe Yikach, right? Et ha'ohel. So what does it mean, who Yikach et ha'ohel? Moshe Yikach et ha'ohel, Amar Yish Lakish, right? Sorry. Look at Rashi there. Moshe yikach oto adei lashon, oto adei lashon acher, et ha'ohel lashon bahalu neiro, v'hu haya kirun or panav. I'm not 100% sure what's going on over here, but Moshe got luck. You know, Moshe came down from the mountain, he had the shining face, and he had kind of all luck sparking out of him. So it seems like that's got to do with the crowns that he took. Amresh Lakish, Tegosh Baruch Hu Lachziran, and Amresh Lakish says, don't worry, we will get them back. Shnei Amar, we've got a passage that says like this, Uvduyei Hashem Yeshuvun. Right, those are the capturers, those that were captured will be returned. Uvau Tzion Binan will come back in joy, V'simcha Tola Marosham, and they'll have simcha on their heads. So v'simchat olam al rosham, right? Right? Simcha she'me'olam al rosham. The simcha is on their heads. Our crowns will come back. We'll have these crowns of glory again. Bezrat Hashem. Am Rabbi Elazar, b'sha'a sheikh dimu yishal nasir again. Another midrash. B'sha'a sheikh dimu yishal nasir ishu. And they said nasir first. Yatzta bat kol v'amra lahen. Listen to this. A voice came out from heaven. Said, "Mi gila livnei razeh shemalachei asheret mishtamshim bo." Right, this seems almost like a magic. What's it called? The incantation, is that the word? Like the angels use this idea. The angels precede the doing, the blind doing without explanation. Right, this comes from the angels. Right, because it's like this dichtiv. We've got a pasuk over here from Tehillim. It says, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav Giborei Choach. The angels of Giborei Choach, they bless Hashem. Ose Devaro, they do what he wants. Lishmoa b'kol Devaro, they do in order to listen. So there's a Nase and then Nishma, Ose and then Shamoa. So the Asiya comes before the Lishmoa, right? So that's what angels do. They Baruch Hu Koach Ose and then Lishmoa. Right? Because it says, first they do and then they listen. So it's mamash, that's the way angels work. Amishal Har Sinai, we're like angels. What's this pasuk say over here? It's a pasuk in Shirashirim. Ketapuach batzayar, like the apple on the forest trees. Ken dodi ben abanim, so too my beloved is between the children. Betzilo chimadati v'yashavti, in his shade. What's lachmod to, how do I translate it in English? Like he had a desire, he desired,
delight.
Right, v'yashavti u'piryo matok lechiki, and the sweet fruits were for my palate. It's like this, it says, lomalecha, why, right, my, Amishol is basically being compared to the tapuach. It says, my tapuach ze piryo kodem le'elav. Elio, I love how you pronounce that word. That their fruits come before their leaves. Look at Rashi. Kach darko. V'chaluk mishai lanot chanitat perotav. Kodem le... Rashi says that the apple tree is different to other trees. That the fruit comes before the leaves. Af mishai dimu nasi l'nishma. Now look at Tosfot Yah for a second. It's a classic. I mean, it's all drushness, right? But Rashi says that's how the apples work. Look at Tosfot, the last Tosfot at the bottom of the Amud there. He says... What's going on? We look at apple trees and we see they grow like all other trees. The leaves come first and then come the tree, the fruits. Well, what's Rashi on about? He says, no. So what's the pasuk here meaning? Tapuach hanu etrog. Talking about etrog, not an apple. V'reach apecha ketapuchim. He says that pasuk metargumin, and the targum in Aramaic is kerecha de etroga. He says, it's not uncommon for an apple, for tapuach, to be called etrog. He says, an etrog is an achirah, piryo kodim le'elav. An etrog, the fruit does actually come before the leaves. Why? Because etrog, shedar, why we call, remember, etrog is called priyetz hadar, right? And hadar, we've seen this in Masechet Sukkah, hadar explained in many ways. One of the terms of hadar is hadar mishana l'shana. It's always on the tree. They drug him always on the tree. It's not like a seasonal thing. It says, therefore, shedar bilan mishna l'shana. V'achar shana noshin elav et shlesh takad. And after 1 year, the etrogs are still there. The leaves fall off from last year. New leaves come. U'bain alin chaler acharim. Have a piryoch kolim notan elim. It says, ach taime. He's looking at Akashia. Ach taime shemevi krak et tapuach batzei ya'ar. It says, everyone who called Am Yisrael an allegory that they like etrogim. Why do we say this pasuk? Right? The Baha'i cry, Lord, Nimshlu Yisrael, Tapuach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Am Yisrael's not called the Tapuach. Who's called the Tapuach? Yeah, Hashem's called the Tapuach. Look at the passage, it says, Ketapuach Batzayar, Ken Dodi Bein Abanim. Who's Dodi? Dodi's Hashem. So he says, it's the other way around. If we could have brought a pasuk which speaks about Am Yisrael, not Hashem, he says, "El Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yitiv Ken Dodi Ben Abanim V'Krad Dereiach Apecha Ketapuchim Havelel Atu Yetfei." So according to this pasuk of Shirim, he says, "Dereiach Apecha Ketapuchim." Then when he's been speaking about Am Yisrael, there's even a better pasuk. Tosfot's got a kashi on Rashi, and he gives a bit of advice to the editors of the Gemara in the process. Rabbi Notam, right? Not uncommon for Rabbi Notam to do these sorts of things, right? He knew everything. Amracham Rabbi Chanina, my dichtiv. What does it say? Sorry. Ahu tzeduki. There was this tzeduki. Now tzeduki, we know in the shtanzal, they got tzeduki or they got goy. Anybody in the shtanzal? Do they say tzeduki or do they say goy? It's not a trick question. Anybody? Okay, we'll carry on. Right. So he says, Ahut Seduki, the Chazel Rabba. Sorry, I watched Sor Rabba. The Kamayim B'Shmait, that he was studying very seriously. Right? V'yatva Atzbata Didei. What's Steve?
It's Min.
I said the Min.
Ahu Mina.
Ahu Mina. Okay, interesting. Yeah. Okay, Ahu Mina. Okay. Because Kuti, you know, Kuti is a. Whenever we got Kuti, no, the Tzeduki or Kuti, it's often from a sensor. Right, so obviously the original was a minna, and the sensor put here tzeduki or kuti. Okay, so who min, right? The chazel Rav, he saw Rav sitting in learning, very deep in his learning, and the yatva atzbati was sitting on his fingers. Look, Rashi, etzbot yadav, sitting on his fingers. The day tuti kara, right, under his legs. So he had his finger. It's not uncommon. You sit like this with your feet, your legs, hands under your legs. So you're sitting there concentrating deeply, been in such deep thought for so long. So now look here, he was crushing them. So Rashi didn't even pay attention, he was so deep in his studies. Right? And then he blood was coming spurting out of his fingers. So Amale, this Kuti or this Tsuruki sees this min, sees Rava. He says, Amale, I'm a pazizer de kadmitu pumaichura donaichi. Says you what's the word that when you do something like bechafuz, like in haste, right? You what's the word? Give me the proper what? What's it?
Impulsive.
That's the word I'm looking for. Shkoach. Impulsive, right? You impulsive nation, right? He says, "I'm a mipazil." Rashi says, "Nimahar, right? You impulsive. The kabbutu pumachur, right? You quickly. You were even thinking. Kolim sheshamatem otaheach haya he kashe veim tochlu lamod ba kibaltem lechem lekayim. You didn't ask God. You didn't try and work out. Is it difficult? Can I manage? Can I keep this Torah? You just said no problem. Give it to me." He says, "You were so impulsive then." Akati, he says, "You still bepachazu taichu kemaitu." He says, you still impulsive. Bereisha yibaylechu lemishma ima tzituka b'lituvilo. And if not, then look, you should have first checked, he says. Bereisha yibaylechu lemishma. Should have found out. Ima tzituka b'lituvilo. If you want to keep it. Ve'ilo lo kablitu. Don't take it. What do you? He sees Rava there with his hands bleeding. He says, you guys, you don't think. Because you got the Torah in the first place, you're still doing the same thing. You should have asked and found out first. So Amale, so Rava says to him, he says, Anan, he says, the Saginan Bishleimuta. Look at Rashi, Talachnu imo betom lev. We went with Hashem with absolute tom lev is, I'm lacking, but I can't remember English this morning. But innocence, absolute innocence, right? What's the best word?
Wholeheartedly,
okay. But Tom Lev, let's actually look at the Tom Lev normally means when you're doing something with good
Tom
intent.
Lev is good faith.
Good faith, that's the word I'm looking for. Thank you, complete faith. Good for that. Right, the Sagina Mishlamuta, right, Ketiv, right, he quotes a pasuk over here, right, with regard to Mishnah, it says, Tumat Yesharim Tanchem, right, here talking about the people, right, we'll basically look at the whole pasuk, Tumat Yesharim Tanchem, Veselev Bogdim, Yeshadeim, right? So we are the Yesharim, right? So we are Tumat Yeshrim Tancheim. And you, he says, you are the Selef, right? You the crooked ones. Look at Rashi over here. We trusted Hashem that he wouldn't do anything, we couldn't hold back. He says, too much room to Lachem. Right? Henech, but you, Inshay the Sagan Bali Lutta, you guys who are wandering around over here with Ali Lut, you always looking to you're plotting all the time, right? You always looking at cause problem. Ketiv Bayu Veselef Bogdim Shaddam, right? You basically will be finished, you guys. The Salef, right, is to make like crooked, right? Basically a different world altogether, right? You'll be taken away, right? The Selef Bogdim Yishdem, they'll be stolen from you, your life will go. Not sure exactly what that means, something to that effect. Now Rabbi Shua Barachmani, Rabbi Yonatan. My dichtiv, what's this pasuk say over here? Levavtani achoti chala, levavtani bechat me'anayich. So he says, my heart was, captured, right? And levavtani bechat me'anayich, with one of my your eyes. He says, and then look, the pasuk says, bechat me'anayich, bechat anak mitzavor anayich. Okay, so basically it's like this, my heart was captured. Right, only with one eye. But when you did the mitzvahs, when you kept the mitzvahs, look at Rashi, they said, levavtani, keravtani. I was close unto you, like caption, I think is the right word. How do they translate it in English, levavtani? I think it means like capture. I think it's the time of the passage. I remember correctly. Levavtani, achoti, ravished. Ravished, okay. Look at this. Look what Ula says over here. This is Gemara in Gittin as well. We saw this Gemara once before. He says, look at that Rashi verse. Betchila bekabalah shekibaltem atem hu etlachem. It was yod. Ulevsok shekiyamtem shtayim yesh. Basically, we got the Torah. It was done properly. Now, Ula says like this. Aluva. Rashi says yachatzufa. Says chatzufa, right? The ulvana lishte the chutzpah. She says, right? He v'hachi amar b'besach gittin. So aluva. So Ula says aluva kala mezana b'toch chupata. He says a chutzpah. He says disgusting a kala. It's already sleeping around, right, during a wedding. Right now, what's that the allusion to that? We can all understand that, right? Amishel had the wedding at Har Sinai with Hashem. And they were already busy with Achet HaEgel, right? They were sleeping around with the Avodah Zorah. That's what we're talking about. I'm a Rav Mari Breda Bat Shmuel Baikra. So that's all over there. Rashi's look, yeah?
At what point in the giving of Torah did they say not 70 Shema?
Before they, if you look at it in Mishpatim, it's at the end of Mishpatim.
You look at it now.
I'll
look later on.
No, look at it. I think it's the Aliyah 6 or 7 of Mishpatim. And then it says Nase. No, it's also Nase and Ishma there, right? So it's even though Yitro is a set of Dibrot, but in Mishpatim, there's the whole story when Moshe went up and down. He came up and down. Give me 1 second. I think it's in, I know that part. Shvi, number, it's Shvi, eh?
I think Shvi.
Yeah, it's in Shvi. It's Shishi or Shvi. Give me half a second. Can you just take 1 second? Now we'll do this properly. Now that says Naseh, that's what I thought. That says Naseh. In Shishi it just says Naseh. I think that in Yitro it says Naseh v'nishma. Here in Shvi'i it says, like this, it says, that kol ha-mishpatim v'yan kol ha-am, when Hashem said, v'yavo Moshe v'spela me'kol divrei Hashem, he came down, he told him, v'et kol ha-mishpatim, all the mishpatim, v'yan kol ha-am, and they said, kol echad v'yomer, everybody said, kol ha-dvim Hashem divrei Hashem Naseh. Whatever Hashem says, we will do.
Continue,
right? And then it says, okay. Here we are. Thank you, Steve. Right? Vayikach sefer abrit, vayikrab was the ha'am, and he read out to them. Vayomeru kol asher diber Hashem naaseh v'nishma. And then, so basically, it was before they got the...
That's 24-7.
That's my Torah. Hey, brilliant. That's right, David. Perek kaf dalet 7, 24-7. That's right. Shkoach. In other words, every day of the year, 24/7, that's it, shkoach. Okay. All right, so now.
So they said it after they got the Aseret HaDibrot?
It was after Aseret HaDibrot, yeah. It was before the Matthew, it was before the Torah. So Hashem, it was Aseret HaDibrot, and then Moshe said the whole thing. I don't know how the order 100%, but in the Torah, Aseret was in Yitro, and this was in Mishpati. But actually, this is all the same process because it's probably before, because they had the it was Vayasem v'chatzi Adam, the Mizbeach, and they sprinkled the thing on them while Moshe was still up in the mountains. And then he came down and he sprinkled on them the blood and all
that
stuff.
That's one of the things I find most interesting about it, is that you think like this core point of our religion.
We know nothing about.
Exactly what happened. He went up, he came down. What did he say? What did he say? What did he say?
Right.
You got in Yitro.
I said in Yitro. In Yitro, there's Naseh v'Nishma.
No, it's
Naseh. Naseh. Okay, but you say you've got you Naseh Nishma, then Naseh Gedin Mishpatim, and then Naseh v'Nishma. Okay, go on.
Yeah.
So they mentioned Naseh first, Robert. They say Naseh twice before they say Naseh v'Nishma. So they weren't interested in the Nishma. You know what? If you think about it, actually a bigger one, the Gemara's making a fuss about it. They first said Naseh without even saying Nishma. They just said, we'll do it blindly. Why didn't they get something for that? Surely Naseh is just saying Naseh without Nishma is bigger than saying Naseh with Nishma. Yes. I don't know. Okay. It's like this. Hold on, I lost my place here. Amrav Mari, Barad about Shmuel. So Mari, who was the son of the daughter of Shmuel, and Shmuel's daughters were captured, and then she married the one of her captors. And he converted, but the child always called Barad de Bat Shmuel after the mother. Mikra, right? The Pasuk Aviyah says, Ad she'amelech b'mesibo nirdi natan recho. So he says, while the king's in his party, right? The ner, right? Giving off the smell. So Amarav, v'adayin chavivotehi gaban. Says, yeah, we see that this is still, there's still love between Hashem to Amishal, even after Chet HaEgel. Why? Because it says, the Pasuk says, Natan, it says, Ad she'amelech b'mesibo, nirdi natan recho. It still gave off a bit of a fragrant. It doesn't say, v'lo katav hisriach, that the fragrant is smelling. Right? So, Atar Rabbanan, aluvin v'einan olvin. The writer here says, right, and the Bachel got a slightly different version. He says, "Ane'elavin ve'enan olvin." They are insulted; they aren't insulting. Shomin cherpatan. What's going on over here? A person who gets insulted, it doesn't insult back. Shomin cherpatan is being criticized or whatever. Ve'enan meshivin, doesn't respond. Osin me'ahava v'smechin bisurin. Right, he says, and he does everything ba'ava, and he enjoys in the suffering. Alehena katuv omer v'ohavav. It was a difficult pasuk. This he says, Yaken yovdu kol oivecha Hashem v'ohavav ketzet Hashemesh. Now, am I reading the wrong pasuk over there? Right, lava kodu omer. That's not the pasuk. V'avavte l'Hashemesh b'gvurato. Okay, I don't know what that means. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dichtiv, Hashem yiten, right, the next passage we got over here is, Hashem yiten omer amevasarot tzavar rav. So now yiten omer amevasarot tzavar rav. It looks like this. Omer amevasarot tzavar rav. Rav, what's rav? Tzavar rav. It says, kol dibur v'dibur. Yiten omer amevasarot tzavar rav. From every time he spoke one of his mevasarot, one of his messages, Tzavara, a big army was created. What's going on over here? He says, "Kol dibur v'dibur shetavei agvura." Every word that Hashem said, "Nechlak le'shivim le'shonot," was split up into 70 languages. Okay. Rashi says that Tzavar Rav is kol ha'umot, right? And Tani de Rabbi Shmuel, "Ukepati shefutzat sela." He quotes that pasuk over there in Yirmiyahu. Halo chod dvarai ka'esh num Hashem. Or like fire, ukepatish yofotetze, like a hammer that smacks up rock, right? So it says, ma patish, Rashi says, they mitchalek asele lador lekamen itzotzot, when you smack a rock, it goes in lots of different sparks. Ze nechlak amitzotzot. Av kol dibur v'dibur, shtzai b'gavish baruch hu, nechlak l'shivim l'shonot. In other words, 70 languages, everything that Hashem said, everybody could understand. Amar Rav Chananya Bar Papa Band Amar. What does Pasuk say over here? We've got a Pasuk. Shimu ki negidim adaber. Listen to the negidim, right? We'll see what negidim means. Umiftach svatai mesharim. Right? And what comes out of my mouth is basically very straight. Look here. Adaber. Lemalim shalu divetra kenegid. Kenegid. A negid is like a prince or a king or a minister of some kind, right? So he says, why is the Torah called compared to negidim? He says, lomar lecha, ma negid ze yesh bo la'amit u'lachyot. A prince or a king or a minister, he can decide whether you live or die, right? In a true kingdom, the king's got all the same. After that, divrei Torah yesh bo la'amit u'lachyot. He says, so too, the words of the Torah can either make you live or that you will die. He says, how did Amar Rabbi le'mayaminin? Remember, we saw this word miyaminin before. We saw that miyaminin is, we saw it, the people who do the best with their right hand, like people who make an effort to do things in the proper way with their right hand, right? He says, Dama Rabbi le miyaminin. I think Rashi actually says, yeah, le miyaminin, right? There's a Rashi over here. He says, le miyaminin. He says, asukim b'chol kocham, people who do whatever they can with their best. Utrudim ladat soda, and they want to know the secrets. Ka'adam mishtamesh b'yad yamino shehi ikar. Person who's a backbeat, does everything in the proper way, right? In Torah as well. He says, Lemiyaminim ba samedachai. If you do it properly, this is a drug to help you live. Lemas me'ilim. But those who do it half-heartedly, haphazardly, samed muta. This is the mafta. This is a sum. This is not going to be anything good for you. This will be a sum for death. Davar acher, another expression, negidim, what's negidim? It says, kol dibur v'dibush, tafi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, koshrim lo shnei ketarim. Also like negidim, negidim have crowns, kings have crowns. Rav Rashi le'el, le'dibush haya bo mamash, v'ra'ak li'chtiv, ro'im et ha'kolot, right? They heard the voices coming out, the sounds came out, they could see what was happening, right? They were attached crowns to their heads. I'm sure we're negid. Ma'an damar tshor amor dodi li bein shaddai, alin amrak, nesi shalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hold on, let's look at the pasuk over, yeah? How pasuk is from Shir Hashirim, right? Okay, Tzor Hamor, Dodili, okay, it's like this. Tzor Hamor, right? It's like this. Amar Kesher Nekosh Baruch Hu, Yibrosh Lerab Afbi, Shemei Tzaru Me'mar Li Dodi Ben Shaddai Yalin. Right? This is off the Chet Ha'egel, right? Look at Rashi here. Afbi Shemei Tzaru Me'mar Li Dodi. See, Dodi is Hashem. Even though our Dodi is, we're suffering and we're being embittered, right? But Egel, Shemar, right? Hurad Edyan, because they lost their crowns. Or Hurad Edyecha, right? They lost their crowns. Nonetheless, he says, even though we're still suffering because we lost our crowns, right? Dodi Ben Shaddai Yalin, right? Bottom line is, Amar, it says that basically you still, Yalin Ben Shaddai, now, amongst our breasts, you still abode. What's some of the word? Something like it, right? So he says, there, look at Rashi. Rashi's over there. אף מי שמצא בין שדאי אלין, אמר מיד לעשות לו משכן, להיות בצומצמת שכינתו בין שני הבדים, שנראים במקום ראשון כשני, במקדש ראשון כשני שדאים, דוחקינו בולטין בפרוכת כשגדל הפתח. We discussed it for many times. And in the first part of המקדש, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim, there was a curtain. And the Aron sat in the Kodesh HaKodashim, and the motot, the staves of the Aron, never left the Aron. When it was parked in the Kodesh HaKodashim, they would push the staves right into the curtain. So when you were standing on the other side of the curtain by the menorah, it looked like breasts sticking out of the curtain. That's what we're talking about over here. He says, Rashi, that when Am Yisrael said, right, Bein Shaddai Yalin, immediately Hashem said, build them, straight off the Chet Ha'egel, came build them, instruction to build the Beit HaMikdash, build the Mishkan. So he said, straight away, they said, Shaddai Yalin, build the Mishkan, and the Shaddai of the staves in the curtain basically represent Am Yisrael saying that that Hashem is still residing between my breasts. Now the next pasuk is like this: Eshkol, the pasuk over here, Eshkol Hakofer Dodi Li Becharmei En Gedi. Another pasuk, what's mean Becharmei En Gedi? Misha Kol Shelo Mechaper Li Al Avon Gedi. See that? It says, Becharmei Ein Gedi. The Gemara plays on the words there, right? Mechaper of Avon Gedi. So, Ein Gedi Avon Gedira. What's the Gedi? The Gedi is the Chet Ha'Egel. Shekaramti li. Not shekaramti. What does shekaramti mean? Rashi says, yeah, she'asafti li tavot Elohut harbe, k'diktiv elu lecha Yisrael. We say, these are the gods. So he says, I gather them all together to have lots of gods. So Gemara says, my mashmud hai karme lashon lishne de machnish. Where do we know that this word shekaramti means to gather in? Rana Grashi explained. So he says, where do we know it from? He says, Hu amar mazut shebered Rav Nachman. He says, the kiditnam, we got a mishnah that says, kiseh shel koves, this chair or this table of the launderer, shekormim alav et hakelim. He gathers all his stuff over there onto that. Look at Rashi. Shemasfil alav et habegadim. He puts all the begadim on top of this chair. For who daf arukat, like a long shelf, says Rashi. When ukev, it's got holes on top. Harbe umeniach hamugmar tachten. He puts that smash stuff, you know, the mugmar is like the incense stuff that he burns to basically give a nice flavor to the smell to the clothes. Vakelim mitgarmrin midavar miderecha nekavim. So that's the word. Korem means basically to gather in. So Eshkola, so that's I understand there, but Karmei and Gedi, we gathered in all the idols of Avodah Zorah. Rami Shom ben Levi, my dichtiv. What's this last pasuk over here? It says like not the last pasuk. No, we've got a few more to go. Right? Lechayav ka'arugot habosem. His cheeks, right? Or like this arugot habosem, migdolot. Merkachim, siftotav, shoshanim, notfot, moreover. Basically, all beautiful smells and fragrances coming out, etc. So the Rebbe Rabbi says, "Kol dibur v'dibur." Every dibur that Hashem said from Asher Tadibrot, Shiatzav Piyakash Baruch Hu, Nitmalei Kol Haolam Kulo Besamim. The whole world. Every time Hashem gave one of the dibrot, the whole world was full of beautiful smells, fragrances. So Gemara is asked a simple question. If the world was full from the first dibur of fragrance, so dibur shei leich analach. So how could he? Well, you can't fill up the world twice. If you fill up the world on the first dibur, you can't fill it up again on the second dibur. It's full. Right. So where did the second dibur go? And the Gemara says no. It's Yakash Baruch Hu Aruach Mot Shotav. Vayama Avir Rishon. Every time he filled up a fragrance, and Hashem poured out wind from his chest of winds. And he blew it away, and they brought a new one, and blew it away one by one. Shereimar siftotav shoshanim notfot mor over, right? Siftotav shoshanim, right? Like the shoshanim, basically the word is of the roses or whatever. It says the al tikri shoshanim ele sheshonim. Look at Rashi over here, right? Maybe there's no Rashi over there, but sheshonim like leshanot means like to repeat, right? Sheshonim. How do they translate that in English? Sheshonim, right? They repeat it one by one. Anybody? Okay.
Repeat.
Right. Okay. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Call the movie the bush. Every time Hashem said something, at star nishmatan shel Yisrael. I wish that was such a fright. Every time Hashem spoke, then the neshama popped out of their bodies. Right? I mean, you can imagine. Let's be honest, right? Okay, pretty scary event. You're standing there at Har Sinai and you're hearing and seeing the sounds. Imagine what's going on over here, right? So he says, Shenemar, right? And what's the pasuk over here? Nafshi yatza bidvaro. Umeachar she mitzina, the same question. Meatza she dibur ishon yatza, nishmatan dibur sheni yach kiblu. So if the neshama popped out after the first time, how are they able to get the second one? They were dead. Right? So he said, no. Horid tal sheatid lachyot po meitim. Vichya otam. Shenemar geshe nidvot tanif alim nachlatcha v'nele akin nda. Okay. So basically, Hashem sent tal, the Jew, and the Jews are going to become for tichat ha-meitim. Every dibur was tichat ha-meitim already. V'amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Kol dibur v'dibur sheyatza v'yakadosh baruch hu, chazru Yisrael achorehen, yud bet mil. A mil is a kilometer, right? Every time they heard a thing, boop, they flew back out of fear. It's 12 kilometers. Right, look at Rashi there. Rashi says, yud bet mil, zuhi midat machanehem. That was the size of the camp. The guys in the front were so fearful they ran back to the end of the machane. Right? So it says, and the angels had to get involved there. Like a woman who's basically helping her son walk, take her first steps. The angels are helping Am Yisrael move them back one by one. Shnei malachei tzvaot yedudun al tikri yedudon ele yedadon. Okay, right. Medadin acher. Now, Avraham Shimon Levi. Last ma'amar here, I think Avraham Shimon Levi for the day. B'sha'a shela Moshe demarom. When Moshe went up to Shammai, right? Samru malachei asher b'kosh baruch. Angel said to God, "What's happening here?" B'roshlo mali elod yisha benenu. What's this man of woman, son of woman here doing between us? Amara Hashem said to them, Lekabel Torah by, can't hear the Torah, Murufanav, Chamuda Genuza. This pressure, this Chamuda Genuza that's been stashed away, right? Shegnuza lecha, look at this, Tesha Me'ot Veshivim Va'arba Dorot, 974 generations, Kodem Shenivra Ha'olam. It already was around for 974 generations before the world was created. And now all of a sudden, Atama Vakesh Litna, Lebasar Vadam, to give to man. What's happening over here? Look at Rashi here. It says there, Taf Taf Kuf Ayin Dalet. That's 974 generations. So he says over there, Rashi, says, Alpayim Shana Shekadmat Torah Le'olam, you atidin drot hanalu libraot. Libraot. Already 2,000 before the Torah came to the world, this generation was meant to be created. Shneimar, davar tziva le'elef dor. Right? It was for elef dor. So it's meant to be 1,000 generations. But when we see our 974, it says, v'raklosh baruch hush eno lamit kayem belo Torah kol kach. So Hashem realized at this stage that the world can't carry without Torah after 974 generations. Ve'eviran ve'lo bar'an ve'netana lekaf gim vav dorot. Hare shechashru mitat tat alav thousand. I'm not sure I understand exactly that whole story there.
It's 1,000 generations, the Pasuk. There are 26 generations from Adam to Moshe. So 974 completes the 1,000 generations before.
So basically it was from Adam to Moshe were 26 generations. So Hashem waited only 26 generations. He didn't wait 974.
But he wanted
to wait another 974.
Beforehand.
Right. Okay, thank you. Right, let's say, Mayanosh Kizgiru Ven Adam Kitifin. Okay, Hashem and Amarim Shkol Aretz, Shet Naud Chal HaShamayim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hichzir Lahem Tshuva. So Moshe says to you, Hashem says to Moshe, new answer them. So Moshe says, Amar Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Mitcharei Ani, I'm scared. Shema Yishufuni Behevel Sif Shebepihem. They're going to burn me up with their mouth. So Amar Lo Achoz Bekisei Kevodi. Right, hang on to my chair, to my throne. V'chazor Lahem Tshuva. Give them an answer. Right, Shnei Mar, he quotes the pasuk over here. Ma'achez Penei Kisei. Right, hanging on to the Kisei. Right, if you're hanging on to the Kisei of Hashem. Me'achez penei kisei. Sorry, that's the end of the pasuk over there, right? Me'achez penei akisei. I don't know. Pershez alav anano. Now, what's pershez? Right? So, Rashi says, pershez alav anano. Va'amar Nachum melamed shepiresh piresh shaddai miziv shchinato v'anano alav. Right? He says there, pershez. Look at Rashi there, Peresh, Notrikon shel Pershez. Pershez means Peresh Shaddai Miziv Shchinato V'Anano. Hang on, and basically enable him to answer him. Amar Fanar, Rosh Olam, Torah Shata Noten Li Maketiva, what you're doing, Lachesh Amal Kachashot Tzachem Yitzrayim. Amar Yenu Yitzrayim, you're at him. Lepharo, he says to the angel, I'm sorry, we have to do that tomorrow, it's a pretty long daf. Okay, let's end of Aviyah, we'll carry on with